The name of Jesus, higher than any other name. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus brings us soothing. He gives us peace, calm, and rest. Hallelujah. Also gives us confidence. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into it and they are safe. Every name that is named under heaven, the name of Jesus is higher. For every name, if he has a name, the name of Jesus is higher. Hallelujah. Welcome to the room this morning. Just a few words of encouragement. Lift that up room here today for you to know that the Lord, he is our God that healeth us and delivereth us from all our troubles and all our fears. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord. Indeed, the entrance of your word dispels darkness, brings light into our hearts, into our situations. Glory to God. The entrance of your word brings comfort, brings encouragement, and brings, Lord, even healing. Because you said you sent your word and you healed them all. Glory to God. Let the light shine upon us this morning in our hearts. You know, as we take the word of God, infallible word of God, even this morning. Glory to God. We thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Right away, the Lord tells us, you know, not to be afraid. Today's lesson is fear not. Don't give in, but plead your cause with the Lord. Now, there are many times, you know, that we're going to be faced with one thing or the other. Today, I want to deal specifically with sickness and illnesses. And I believe that God has made provision. Hallelujah. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And even the fact that, you know, for us to have peace, he was beaten for it, that we may have peace. The devil doesn't want us to have peace. He'll try to take away your peace. I take away your tranquility. But the Lord said he has paid for all of that. My peace I give unto you and I live with you. Not as the world liveth, but my peace I live with you. That in me you might have peace and strong consolation. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15 and 26. Glory to God. He is that very God. And he gave invitation to the children of Israel to look unto him. Look unto me and be ye healed and saved. From all the ends of the earth. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 107 and verse 20 says, the Lord sent his word and he healed them. Glory to God. The word of God is, according to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, even sharper than surgical instruments, to go inside the bones and the marrows, inside our livers, our lungs, our kidneys, all the organs inside our body, the word of God. Health to all our navel. Glory to God. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15. The Lord reminded the children of Israel, even as it is that he reminds us today, that, you know, he has taken away the sicknesses and he will not put it upon them anymore. The Lord will take away the sickness, all sickness from thee, and will not put any of these evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, or will lay them upon all that hate thee. Oh my goodness. You know, the Lord will take away from thee all sickness means, you know, sometimes we'll be sick. You know, but the Lord will take them away. Glory to God. The promises of God around healing and sickness is not that, you know, we will never be sick or never be diagnosed with some illness. But the promise is that the Lord will heal and that he will take away the sickness and all the diseases. Sometimes in the family, everyone just suddenly gets sick. Sometimes you get a bad report. Sometimes you just don't feel right and things like that. But I want you to know that the Lord said, you know, he has taken away the sickness. He will not put all these things upon us. So if he comes, we stand in the word of the Lord. Exodus chapter 23. I'm just giving us multiple scriptures here to lay hold upon. Exodus 23 and verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. So sometimes there's sickness inside us. Sometimes there's sickness among us as a people. Sometimes there's sickness inside of you as a person. You know, whichever way you translate the midst of thee, the Lord said, I will take it away. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. It's a declaration of the psalmist here, the confidence that he has in the Lord. And we ought to also share that confidence daily. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgiveth all thine iniquities, and healeth all thy diseases. So this tells us that many times we'll have some of these things and so on, but the Lord will heal them all. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Glory to God. He's talking to his soul here. Crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. The Lord satisfied my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. We ought to always, you know, remind ourselves of this powerful declaration, acknowledging the healing power of the Lord, acknowledging his love and grace in our lives, and even the quickening of our mortal flesh. My goodness. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you do for your people. Glory to God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to Malachi chapter 4. I'm ready. To you, that is my name. That's a promise. And what do we know? God, what of he forever said to me? Do not fail. Do not fail, he said. Hallelujah. So whatever he has promised, he also will do. Malachi 4:2 says, you know, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Do you fear the name of the Lord? And here's a point blank promise for you. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Glory to God. And here's another good lesson for us. And I'm just doing an interim today. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 9. The Bible says here that if we receive the weakness of man, and the weakness of God is greater. Well, there are many weaknesses of men. I'd like to put it this way also. If you receive the report of man, then the report of God is greater. Who had believed our report? Isaiah asks, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Well, I mean, they do their thing. Medical science will do their thing and so forth. And God, you know, thank God for doctors and thank God for medical science. However, they can only go so far. They can only do so much. And as Isaiah asks in Isaiah 53 verse 1, he challenges us to believe instead the report of the Lord. You know, we may have a negative report sometimes, but we got to believe the report of the Lord. If we receive the witness of man, and the witness of God is greater. I'm going to tell us a story here. Right after that, I am going to pray over this room. Hallelujah. And this story, one of the powerful stories that brings out this lesson, you know, of what we must do in the face of adversity or, you know, illness or bad news or all that kind of stuff. You know, two places in the scriptures where this story is told. First one is 2 Kings chapter 20. We'll find it in the first 10 verses. And at 2 Kings chapter 20, you'll find it in the first 10 verses. And then also in Isaiah chapter 38, you'll find it in the first 8 verses. Now this is a story of Hezekiah. So let me pick up the story here in 2 Kings chapter 20. Those two scriptures pretty much tell the same story. And in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. You know, and I know that over the last few days, we even had a memory verse here, Psalm 118 and 17, that says, I shall not die, but live. And declare the works of the Lord. Well, this man, he was sick. And a prophet came to him and told him, set your house in order because you are going to die. This sickness is going to take you out. So put your things in order. Now, this man was a young man. He was probably about 39 years old. As a young man, you know, but what was his answer to this proclamation upon him? Now, there are many things that he could have done, you know, especially since this thing came from the prophet. He could have just, you know, given in to the thing and said, well, you know, the Lord said, I'm going to die. And I am sick unto death. So let me just set my house in order. Just like the man told him. But he would not have any of that. Glory to God. And what was his reaction? He turned his face to the wall. You know, sometimes you got to turn your back to everything else. And focus, you know, on your prayer. And he put his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. And listen to his prayer. I beseech thee, O Lord, Remember now how I have walked before thee in truth with a perfect heart. Now that's pleading your cause. Glory to God. And have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. It's okay, you know, for those emotions and to, for that weeping to come when it's before the Lord. You know, we got to deal with that. You got to get all that stuff out of there. Get to put it all before the Lord. Don't bottle it in. You know, he cried unto the Lord. And he pleaded his cause. You know, and I recall that the Lord has said to us, now we have the benefit of all the scriptures. The Lord has said to us in Isaiah 43 and verse 26. He has said it to us, point blank. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare down. Thou mightest be justified. So God is inviting us to plead our cause when you need something from the Lord and when it really matters like this. This was a matter of life and death. He was horribly sick. He got an evil report, not only from the doctors, but now from the prophet that said that he was going to die. Well, yours may not be prophet. It may just be, you know, you're down and almost out, or maybe even an evil report. Whichever way it is, the Bible says this man turned his face to the wall, cried unto the Lord. He wept sore. And my goodness, and listen to how quickly the Lord responded. And the Lord allowed this lesson in this Bible here for a reason. For our admonition. Glory to God. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court. He dropped the word and just walked out. And told the man, well, God already said you're going to die, so set your house in order. Because you're not going to survive this sickness. And he walked out. And while he was gone, this man immediately, he didn't even, you know, wait. Hezekiah immediately turned his face toward the wall and began to plead his cause. And we notice something here also that Hezekiah had something to fall back on. You know, he had his own righteousness and integrity of his heart, and how that he had followed hard after the Lord, and how he had done things right, cut down the grooves and so forth, break the altars and the high places, and followed the Lord with all his heart. And so he was in this place able to say, Lord, you know, because remember, you know, the Lord never told us to serve him in vain. So this man, he pleaded his cause. Maybe he couldn't think of anything else at the time. Well, there's always one thing else to think about. When we are in dire situations, we can always think of the mercy of the Lord. You know, but this man, you know, what he thought of was good too. He cried to the Lord and he pleaded his cause. And said, remember, Lord, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. Now, therefore, O Lord, you know, why will this thing come upon me at such a time? I'm such a young man, still a young man, you know, and so forth. And the word of the Lord came, my goodness, he came to Isaiah even before he had cleared the palace court. He said, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord God of David, thy father. You see how God is relating to him, even on account of David. We talked about that yesterday. You know, the blessings that can come to the children, even from, you know, on account of the father. And God is talking to him now on account of David. He says to him, the God of thy father, David, I am the Lord, and I have heard thy prayer. my goodness. And I have seen your tears. It's okay to cry unto the Lord. Behold, I will heal thee. This was the same, you know, God that told him, you know, just a few minutes ago that he was going to die. You know, but when the man cried unto the Lord, got a hold of the Lord gave him another pronunciation. I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go into the house of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? You know, this man could have given in and he would have died of that sickness. Because it was not a false prophecy. It was something that was going to happen. You know, and so sometimes situations that we face are going to happen unless you do something about it. And sometimes we get an evil report, we get a this and that, and things that would happen, but there is always provision. Hallelujah. Because the Lord has foreseen even the evil. Glory to God. And if we turn our hearts to the Lord, turn unto the Lord and get a hold of him right away. Don't even leave it. Don't give the devil any room. Glory to God. Ephesians 4 and 27 says, neither give place to the devil. Don't give him any place to take advantage, make suggestions into your mind or anything like that. But get a hold of yourself and say, hallelujah. David said, I will remember the Lord from the land of the living. Glory to God. You know, and this man, Hezekiah, he said, look, you know, the living shall praise thee. So the dead cannot praise you. Said that in Isaiah 38. And then he said, look, even ask the Lord for a sign here. And, well, you know, Isaiah said, well, the Lord can, you know, make the shadow, the sun go down 10 degrees. whatever. And I, you know, Hezekiah said, well, the sun is going in that direction anyway. So that's not a great sign if he hastened forward. But let the sun return backwards. Turn back the hand of the clock. Hallelujah. The clock that says there's evil in your body and it is progressing. Let's turn back the hand of the clock. Glory to God. And the Lord heard him. I said, yeah, I'll do it too. And science has confirmed it over the years. The missing time. Hezekiah and Joshua, you know, they stopped the hand. In the case of Joshua, he stopped it. In the case of Hezekiah, he turned it backwards. Glory to God. You know, and he turned it backwards 10 degrees. Hallelujah. And the Lord did this thing that this man cried out to the Lord for. And you see how quickly the Lord responded. So today, let my words be seasoned let my words be with grace and seasoned with salt. Let it be at the pen of a ready writer, that I may know how to answer everyone. And let me be that son of encouragement. Glory to God. You know, there are things that will suddenly come sometimes. And the enemy will take advantage of it to take us out of our position of peace, position of calm and tranquility. The devil will try to rock everything up, rock the boat, do everything, shake you up and so forth. But this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith, according to 1 John 5 and 4. The answer of faith in the face of evil tidings. You know, what do we do? You know, when evil tidings, what do we do when we are faced with sickness? Not only yourself, sometimes even your family, your children and all that. We've heard, you know, even prayer requests in this room as recently as yesterday and all of that. You know, and sometimes, you know, these things will just come. And, you know, everything is going well, but all of a sudden, then you're going to get, you know, this attack from the devil. It might be a physical attack upon your body, and it might be a mental and spiritual attack upon your mind, you know, because of something that the devil will take advantage of. You know, maybe a latent illness, and all of a sudden, you know, some bad report or whatever else, and throw everything out of kilter. But I guarantee you that the Lord is good. He says, a good man is sure favor and lendeth to guide his affairs with discretion. Psalm 112:6. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Glory to God. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, shall not be afraid. The Lord will put his enemies to shame even. And remember our declarations of faith in this room the last few weeks. We have been declaring it because God foresaw that we will need these things. You know, surely I know that Lord God will help me, and I will not be confounded. And the Lord had said to him before that too. I told him in Isaiah 41:10, he said, fear not, I am the Lord. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. For I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And because the Lord said that to him, yeah, he come back in Isaiah 50:4 and says, you know, I mean, 50:7, and gives this powerful declaration to say that, you know, I know that he will help me because he already said it, you know, and I will not be confounded. I will not be afraid. I will not be dismayed. Well, there is, you know, enough around that happened to make people dismayed, to make you to be afraid, to make you to want to give in. And that's why Jesus, when he came upon the scene, several times he would say, fear not. There was a time, even one time, you know, somebody was dead. The first thing Jesus said is, fear not. Glory to God. You know, fear not. And, you know, sometimes he put out also the unbelief, you know, before he would raise the little girl. You know, fear not, he would say. And when, you know, Jesus steps into your situation today, he's also saying, fear not. And don't give in, but plead your cause with me. And let us plead together, he said. You know, declare thou that you may be justified. And if you have no standing, stand on the grace of God. Stand on the mercy of God. Stand on the work that Jesus already did. You know, we don't even need to stand on our own righteousness. We don't need to stand on what, you know, we think that we qualify from the Lord. You know, that's nothing at all. Just stand on his word. Glory to God. Now, God is duty bound to keep his word. In fact, his word is his very essence. Now, if we do according to what he commands us to do, and we fall on that word at any time, he will come through for us. No matter what we face. Now, today I'm dealing with sickness. Tomorrow I may be dealing with something else. But I'm dealing with this point blank today. Sickness, disease, evil news, evil report, all kinds of things and so on. Let's do like this man Hezekiah did. This man would not take that, you know, pronunciation of death, that sentence of death pronounced upon him. I mean, you're talking, you're not even, I mean, this is beyond even a doctor now. We're talking of the prophet of the Lord. He even said it. You know, so I tell you what, prophet, doctor, apostle, doesn't matter. Glory to God. You stand your ground. Plead your cause. And you say, and look, we've heard testimonies of people that have fought and faced, you know, faced difficult situations, even health situations, and fought it by the word of the Lord and come out on top. And let's do like David did. David strengthened himself with testimonies of the past. And each one of us, we have some tremendous thing that God has done for us in the past. And remind yourself of that. Glory to God. And say, Lord, you did this. This, you know, back then. You can do this also that I'm facing today. And whatever it is, let's also remember that the Lord will joy over you with joy. He loves his people. It is the enemy that does these things. You know, I mean, it's the devil that comes to kill, to steal and to destroy. But the Lord wants us to have abundant life. He said, I've given you life and that abundantly, not just barely enough. I mean, there is no point for us to go through life having something hanging upon our head or over our head, as I say it. Some, you know, some sentence of death, some illness, some sickness, you know, some, you know, and, you know, the psalmist, he said in Psalms 42, he said, look, I went with the people to the house of God and kept holy day and so forth. But inside my heart, I was distressed. And this is the situation that will be. No matter how, you know, we try to, you know, be joyful and so forth, or try to brush it off, sometimes these things will come, you know, will come. But what we got to do, do just like David did, do just like Hezekiah did, you know, and put up, you know, your strong cause. You know, my strong cause always is because the Lord has promised it. And I believe it with all my heart that I will heal you of every sickness and disease. And that because you fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise upon you with healing in his wings. I believe it with all my heart that despite the troubles that may come my way, I know that the Lord delivered the righteous out of all his troubles. Psalm 34 and verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Glory to God. He keepeth all his bones. Not even one of them faileth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth him. Verse 17. And delivereth them out of all their troubles. This poor man cried, he said. The Lord had heard him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Glory to God. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no one to them that fear the Lord. Unto them that fear my name, you shall not lack healing when you need it. Glory to God. And the Lord has promised us many other things with many comfortable words as the Lord spoken to us in these scriptures to try to encourage us for the evil day. Try to prepare us for that because there will be evil sometimes. But evil or not, there is also the goodness of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord encourages us to be strong and not to be afraid, and to trust in him with all our heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Glory to God. And he shall direct your path. I love that scripture in Proverbs chapter 3. And he tells it to us in verse 5. Put it in the hands of the Lord. You know, and last but not the least, and after this, I'm going to pray over the room. Isaiah 33 and 24. Inhabitants of the kingdom shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein, God not only will forgive their iniquity, but he heal all their diseases as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the hour of power. You are in here with us today and we're going to pray. And if you have a situation, health, sickness, and things like that, that's my point blank focus today. You know, and you know, there are even times, you know, where, you know, we have to plead our strong cause. This man, Hezekiah, he knew how to do it. He did it the right way here. There was even a time he took a letter, a writing, and he spread it before the Lord. In the case of Sennacherib, you know, who came to chide them. And he made it God's fight. And he said, let the Lord, who is the God that dwelleth between the cherubims, let him fight for his own name. And when you make it God's fight like that, you know, when you pray and say, Lord, let not the heathen say, where is their God? Where is my God? I will not be ashamed. Stand up, O Lord, and fight for your name's sake in my life. Glory to God. Now I'm going to pray over the room. And it may be today. It may be tomorrow. You're going to need this prayer. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray a special grace of God upon your heart. You know, no matter how many times you've heard it or know it, you know, when we are faced with sudden adversity, you know, our heart sometimes will try to faint. But you know that the Lord's right there with you. Glory to God. So you got to bounce right back and tell it back to the devil that I will not be afraid. For I know that the Lord God will help me. You know, and I'm going to set my face like a flint. You know. Because I know that he's with me. He said it. I know he wings of healing from the Son of Righteousness are upon me. I'm under his shadow. And I will not be ashamed. Father, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Today, glory to God. For everyone listening in, those who are here now, and those who may be listening later on. And if you need prayer, I want you to raise your hand because I'm going to pray for the Lord to take away the sickness and to settle your heart. Glory to God. Settle your heart. Hallelujah. I'm going to even stand in the gap because the Lord said, look, I look for a man to stand in the gap to make up the hedge. And if I don't find any, then I'm going to do certain things. But he's going to find one. Oh, yes. Because I'm going to stand in that gap right now. You know, glory to God. And we're going to deal with it right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year. Right now. Because Hezekiah dealt with it right there and then. Praise God. Now, if you need prayer, I want you to hit the hand raising button. I'm not bringing anybody up to the stage for this, but I'm going to pray over the hands that I see. Glory to God. So don't be concerned about, oh, I don't want to come to the stage. You know, I'm not pulling you to the stage during this prayer. I'm just going to pray over the people that are raising their hands. Glory to God. You know, and if we don't do this in a room such as this, then what should we do? When we call it the hour of power and we cannot pray, you know, the power of God down into the lives of the people, then what is it that we do here? You know, so I'm going to be praying for you. Raise your hand. You know, don't miss this opportunity. It's a day of visitation, an hour of power, an hour of visitation from the Lord. And I'm going to be standing in the gap right now, right here, in this moment. Glory to God. And in this moment, I want you to know that the name of Jesus is highly exalted above every name. Hallelujah. I'm going to command anything that is inside your body that the devil has put there, well, or whatever, however it got there. You know, here's what Jesus said in Matthew 15 and verse 13. And we believe, I believe the same thing also, you know, in my body and everywhere and all that, you know. That's right. Every plant, he said, which my heavenly Father has not planted, shall be rooted up. So if there's anything that's in your body, which the Lord didn't plant there, you know, there may be a growth, there may be a this, there may be a that. I'm going to call down. You know, one time, some people wanted to call down fire. Jesus said, don't do it. Can't call down fire against people, but we can call it down against these things that don't belong. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I word is a fire. Hallelujah. I command in the name of the Lord. Tumor, growth, anything else. Dark by fire. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. The power of the Lord present to heal. And everyone that trusted in the name of the Lord, that calleth upon the name of the Lord, they shall be delivered. He said, it shall come to pass that if you will call upon the name of the Lord, then you will be delivered. For in Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Now I pray as I release the word of faith right now and the word of prayer over you, that you, I want you to call upon the name of Jesus. If you're on the stage, same thing. Upon the name of Jesus. If you raise your hand, same thing. Call upon the name of Jesus. But that's what the Bible says. It shall come to pass that everyone that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And how do we call upon the name of the Lord? Exactly how it says. We call upon his name. Glory to God. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. We call upon his name in prayer. We call upon his name and we declare it for ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It shall come to pass. Hallelujah. If you shall call upon the name of the Lord, everyone that shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Because the Lord are giving us that name for us to use for our victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you call upon his name with confidence, you will be delivered. We are now in heavenly Mount Zion. Hallelujah. So we're calling upon the name of the Lord. I invite you. Call upon his name. Glory to God. Call upon the name of the Lord for your deliverance. And once you are doing it in faith, believe it with all your heart, and the Lord will hear you. See how quickly the Lord heard Hezekiah? Exactly right. That's how quickly he heard him. And the Lord turned it all around again. Praise God. And many scriptures where the Lord said that, said it in multiple places in the book of Joel chapter 2. He says it's Joel chapter 2 verse 32. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says the same thing. He even says in Acts chapter 2 verse 21. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord, it shall be delivered. Hallelujah. Father, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, as many of you as have your hands raised, I want you to say this declaration of faith with me. Glory to God. Say it with me. We've given it out in this room multiple times. But today Let's use it in this prayer as well. Say with me, it is found in the words of Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. You know, say, you know, for I know that the Lord God will help me. Hallelujah. And this is a man that needed help. For the Lord God will help me. Is that your testimony? Do you know that the Lord God will help you? Psalms 46 and verse 1. The Lord is a very present help in the time of trouble. Glory to God. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Confounded means, you know, confused, running helter skelter. You don't know, you know, which way to go. Can't see the light of day. No, I will not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. I will put my game face on. I will not be denied. And I know that I shall not be ashamed. But the Lord said, my people shall never be ashamed. Father, I thank you for the hands that are raised. Glory to God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, everyone that's looking unto you, even now, I command the everlasting doors to be opened and let the King of Glory come into their life. In the name of Jesus. Who has despised the day of small things? These be the eyes of the Lord. You know, maybe you are, you know, thinking, well, and I don't know about that prayer. Well, you know, I tell you something. Lord doesn't do anything without any reason. And this is the day for your deliverance. This is the hour of power. Believe it. That's all. Doesn't cost you any more than that, but it'll cost you faith. Faith is your currency in this hour. And if you put it of faith right inside the word of God, these scriptures that we have shared today and these stories, you put your faith right into it, you can walk away with your own testimony as well. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I see those hands that are raised. You may be standing in prayer for yourself. You may be standing in prayer for your family. There may be something that needs to be healed. You know, although today I'm talking on physical bodily healing, Jesus heals everything too. He heals, you know, mental illness, depression. He heals bitter waters, makes them sweet again. Anything. That's why we call him healer. Whatever it is that you are believing God for. And today I'm specifically praying against bodily illnesses and sicknesses and diseases and evil report from the doctor and this and that, you know, and I'm praying, you know, that our heads are lifted up. Hallelujah. And even if you are waiting, you know, maybe you're, in your case, you're still waiting and you've done a test, but you're waiting and, you know, your heart is just waiting to hear the result. Be assured, here is the way that you should deal with that situation when you are waiting. Know that the Lord is good. And he said, look, my heart is fixed. I will not be afraid of evil tidings. I'm not going to wait. Remember our lesson on see no evil, think no evil, speak no evil even. You know, so don't think of it. Don't even think of it and you won't see it. Don't even hear it. If anything comes your way, reject it right away. See no evil, think no evil. But here's what we need to think about. If anything is of good report, so think of, you know, the good report that's coming your way. That's the one you want. The good report that's coming. If you receive the evil report, then throw that away. Believe for a good report. Even if you receive an evil report, after this prayer, go and get another report. Because the Lord has turned it around. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray by the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the fire of the Holy Ghost upon everyone that's listening in here. You know, if there's anything inside of you that the Father has not planted, let it die by fire. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled with blood. But this one, this fight that we are in, this one shall be with the burning of fuel and fire. We're not pulling any punches here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're taking the fight to the devil. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 5. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled with blood. But in this fight, this one shall be with burning and fuel of fire, sending the fire against the devil, wherever he's hiding in your body, whatever he's trying to bring in your life, to destabilize your peace and your joy, to take away your calm and your quietness and your tranquility. I come against him in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, strengthen yourself in the Lord. Be not afraid and don't give in to any suggestions. Hallelujah. Because we have pleaded your cause this morning. We have pleaded our cause. And I want you to take a moment and pray for yourself.